In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It probably isn't a surprise to anyone who has ever worked the night shift before that according to a story that aired on Morning Edition Friday, good sleep patterns can be as effective as performance-enhancing drugs in the lives of professional athletes, police officers, and others who work shift work. I can attest that sleep deprivation and irregular sleep schedules dramatically affect not only the individual, but those who live with them. My father-in-law worked swing shift work for 20 years in a cement mill, working 11 to 7, 7 to 3, 3 to 11, 7 days on, and then 2 to 4 days off. My wife Kim recently reflected on the fact that somehow he was able to make every musical performance, swim meet, and other important event in her life and the life of her sisters. He was not always bright-eyed, not usually bushy-tailed, but he was there. Kim is not sure how he did it, but she knows why he did it. Because he loves each of them, loves them enough to skip sleep. So in my mind's eye for today, when I imagine Peter mending the nets after a night of fishing and catching nothing, I see my father-in-law, a little ragged, a little rough around the edges, maybe grumbling a little under his breath while he and his partners try to fix the damage done to the nets overnight. I wonder what on earth could have compelled Peter after a long night of fruitless work to not only let Jesus use his boat to teach from, but to then go back out in it, to go back out after not catching anything all night, and then finally to leave behind his livelihood and follow this Jesus person who he had never met before. The only answer I come up with is the same answer for why my father-in-law showed up to all those long swim meets and musical performances. The reason that Peter let Jesus use his boat, this most prized of possessions, the reason he went back out and threw his nets over the other side, even though he was exhausted, the reason that Peter followed Jesus and invited James and John to follow him as well, was because Peter loved Jesus. Peter loves Jesus immediately. The love that Peter felt for Jesus was the basis for their friendship and for his discipleship. For those of you out there who have ever fallen in love, you know what I mean when I say when you fall in love, you have to tell people. You have to tell them everything you know about that person. I remember after meeting Kim for the first time, before we even had our first date, telling my friends that I had met this amazing woman. I also remember being compelled to tell them everything I knew about her, which at the time wasn't much. But this is one of the things you do when you fall in love. You just have to tell someone. Sharing the love, that is what being a follower of Jesus is about. Each and every one of us is invited into a loving relationship with God, one that is based on a belief and trust in that love. God's love for us is a story about the Son of God becoming a man, about a life spent teaching forgiveness and mercy, about serving others, about breaking bread with sinners, about dying on a cross and rising from a grave. This is all a part of that story of love. What we are compelled to do as Christians is share this story of love. We cannot talk about God and our relationship with God without telling the story of God's love. Today's gospel reminds us that just as Jesus called Peter and James and John to follow him, we too are expected to be fishers of people and to bring others to know Jesus. When we fish for people, we are invited to do so with compassion and mercy and justice. We are invited to share our loving experiences with one another so that we can share the love of God. This is the kind of fishing that Peter and the disciples took up. They go out into the world following Jesus and demonstrating through grace, through compassion, through forgiveness, that God is love. And because they loved Jesus, they were compelled, as anyone who is in love, to tell others, to share it with them. The story of God's love is still being written today. It is being written with each blessing we receive, with the abundant grace God shows us. And it is being written by you, a disciple of Jesus. Every kind word, every gentle act, every person you meet is a chance to live out and add to the story of God's love that we are all caught up in. I believe that to know Jesus is to love Jesus. Like any love, it will compel you to share it with others so that they can come to know and experience the eternal peace, the eternal grace that Jesus gives us. Share your story of love, and I believe it will not only transform you, but transform the world around you. Transformed by God's love, which is strong enough to forgive, strong enough to heal, even strong enough to forgo a little sleepover. Amen.